Hello and welcome to the Rhea Earth Podcast. This is a gateway to your new reality, where you'll find that everything you need exists within you. So before we dive into talking about self-love today, and specifically self-love from the universal perspective, I wanted to share a bit of exciting news about something that I am working on. Tomorrow, April 22nd, is my birthday, and I know that birthdays are special for everyone, but the numbers 422 or 42 have always had a special significance in my life. So it's extra special. And it's Earth Day, so it really can't be any more on brand than that for, you know, all the things that I do. But I am going to be announcing something exciting tomorrow. Actually, I guess I'm announcing it today on this podcast. So here we go. So since the day that I released my very first meditation, I've had this idea in my head that I just can't let go of. I've wanted to create a focused meditation series. So something really targeted and not necessarily step by step, but, you know, really a process that would unfold over a number of days. Something that would be a collection of all the foundational ideas that impacted me the most and really helped shift my mind and body, you know, really the ones that really made a difference in my life. So for the last almost 2 years now, I've been keeping pages and pages of notes, images, ideas, anything and everything that could go into this series. And I've poured my heart into creating what I truly believe is a life-changing, I don't say that lightly, life-changing 7 days of meditations, audio teachings that are a bit like this podcast, and directed journaling. So the series is called The Universe Within You, and it officially launches on June 24th. But tomorrow, April 22nd, the pre-sale starts. So for the first 3 days, and in honor of Earth Day / my birthday, I'm going to be offering it at a massive, massive discount. So if you want to jump on the lowest possible price, make sure to sign up before Sunday night. I'll have all the links on my website, so rhea.earth, and I'll make sure to add it in the show notes once it's live, so keep an eye out there. Also, if you're on my email list or follow me on, you know, Instagram, TikTok, all of that, I'll have links there for the pre-order, so keep an eye out. All right, moving on. Let's talk about self-love. Let's just dive right in. So when we think about self-love, I know by now most of us know that it doesn't just mean, you know, taking a bubble bath, getting a massage, or, you know, anything like that. While those are all great things and probably part of a very healthy self-care routine, they aren't what we're talking about when we refer to self-love. Self-love is also not just affirmations to yourself, giving yourself hugs, or forcing yourself to believe that you're worthy. If you've spent your life feeling less than, you know, searching for love outside yourself or in other people, objects, or achievements, your subconscious mind has been conditioned to believe that you need those external things to feel worthy, to feel loved. And that's why it can feel like an endless cycle of seeking, right? Seeking something outside yourself that will make you feel the way you want to feel. It's never ending. There is truly no one thing that will ever make you feel the way you imagine you want to. You know, that elusive idea of self-love, worthiness, happiness. I believe in myself. I care about myself. I believe in what I can do. I believe that I can make change happen. And, you know, I can use all my skills and talents to create something unique in this world. You know, we've been conditioned as humans to believe that once we reach a certain goal, or have a certain amount of money, find the right person, have the right house or car or anything else, that we'll finally feel like we've made it, that all of our striving and struggling was worth something. But the reality is, once you achieve whatever you're hoping to achieve, you might have a few moments of happiness, of worthiness, or whatever feeling you're going for. But shortly after, I'm talking like minutes, hours, maybe days if you're lucky, you'll be on to the next thing. That's why so many people say money can't buy you happiness. Of course, there's a baseline of money that will allow you to live a comfortable life. But beyond a certain point, you have to ask, what is enough? When will I stop seeking? Because there will never be anything outside of you that will give you the feeling of wholeness, of happiness, of love that already exists within you now, that was a baseline for you when you were born into this world. You know, you came into this world worthy, and there's nothing that could have taken that away from you, no matter what has happened to you in your life. So for a minute, let's talk about self-love from the universal angle. If you truly are the universe experiencing itself from one specific perspective, then isn't everyone and everything part of you? Not your body and mind, but your infinite being, the awareness in you, the infinite consciousness, the universe. So from that perspective, don't you already have everything? If you can sit with this idea and let your mind take hold of it, really allow yourself to think and feel into it, you'll start to see yourself shift. You'll recognize that everything you've ever wanted, whatever it is, you already have. That's why I say in my meditations, everything you need exists within you. Because as the universe, you are everything. So this is just the beginning of our exploration into self-love together, but I think it's a good place to start and end for today. I'd love to hear your thoughts, feelings, and questions about this topic because it's one very close to my heart, and I'll definitely be doing more episodes on this in the future. And as always, remember, everything you need exists within you.